إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers, I remind myself and you that it is very important to keep an account of our own lives and see what it is that we are doing which is good and what it is we are doing which is not good, and what to do about both. About what is good, of course, we know what is good and we should do them, and we should try to increase these good things, whether it is ibadat, whether it is charity, khairat and sadaqat, or whatever else we do, we should try to increase that on a daily basis. Just as you are not satisfied with the same profit from your business on an annual basis, you should not be satisfied with the same amount of good from your life. It should be increased. But the second point, which is even more important, is to ensure that we don't lose what we earn. Just like in a business, profit comes from what you make and profit comes from what you can save. And sometimes what you can save is more important than what you can make. And in this case, if I am referring to the committing of sins, especially sins that eat up the good deeds. For example, take ghibat, for example, or slander, or you know, namima, or buhtan, which forms, for many people, this forms a good part, if not all, of your social life and social conversation, is about other people. Now this eats up your good deeds. Your good deeds are transferred to the person about whom you were speaking evil and ill. Similarly, oppressing anybody, taking away the rights of anybody, and oppressing and taking away the rights is not only swallowing somebody's property or killing somebody, it is any kind of oppression. Cursing somebody, making somebody, humiliating someone, you know, any kind of oppression is also something which eats up the good deeds. So therefore, and similarly other things, I mean, I don't want to do a whole list now, but similarly other things which eat up the good deeds. So what to do? There are three things to do. First and foremost, ijtinab, which is to stay away from this. What is the best way to prevent the loss due to ghibat? Don't do ghibat. Simple as that. And do remember, ghibat is what you do, and also if you are in the presence of people who are doing ghibat, then you are counted among them and you also lose your good deed. So it's not only a question of saying, I didn't say anything. If you did not say anything, then you should stop them from speaking, otherwise you should leave the place. If you are in a position where you cannot stop them, then you leave the place. But if you continue to sit with the same people, then this amounts to the same thing and you will be counted with them. So first is to prevent yourself, is to stay away from ijtinab, from sin, from masiyat. Second and very important thing is to make tawbah. If you commit a sin, then make tawbah. In a case where somebody else's right has been violated, you also have to apologize to that person. And that's also a good deterrent. Because if you remember this, then you think about this, that, you know, more than anything else, I have to go back to that person and say, I'm sorry, I don't want to do that. So if you don't want to do that, don't bad talk the guy in the first place. Then you don't need to do that. So it's a good deterrent as well. And the third thing is to do good deeds. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Innal hasanat yudhibna sayyi'at. Allah said, the good deeds, they wipe out the bad deeds. So then do something good. Give extra khairat, give extra sadaqat, pray extra nawafil, and so on and so forth, which wipe out the sins. Now that refers, of course, to sins where you have not violated somebody else's rights. If you violate somebody else's rights, then you have to make it good on that side as well. You can't violate somebody's rights and then give some sadaqah and then, you know, your the property you swallowed becomes halal. Doesn't become halal. That goes with you in your khabar. So, make sure that you also make good there, but definitely good deeds which good deeds that wipe out the evil deeds. So, these three things I want to ask, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and help us to stay away from sin and to, if we fall into sin, then to immediately make tawbah and to do something to get back those good deeds and to wipe them out. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help in this. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ